Hello. There's been an embarrassment of coffee donations recently, so thank you to everyone who's donated via the coffee button at whereareyougoing.co.uk. This episode is fueled by Charlie, Dillis and Lizzie. And fuel is certainly required when you're in a city like New York. I was weaving my way through the noisy traffic there with my trusty mic.
Hi. I'm just asking people where they're going. Where are you going?
To work.
What do you do for work?
Information technology.
Okay, and what are you listening to? You've got some really nice headphones.
Podcast.
What's the podcast about?
It's called Tax Season.
Okay. And what are you learning right now?
They're actually talking about current events, you know, things that happen in the world, you know, politics from, you know, a more inner city standpoint, just to see views and opinions.
Are you a kind of podcast addict? Do you have a whole load stacked up?
Yes. You just stream it, you load it to my iPhone, and I listen to it while I'm on the train.
Perfect. And what's your favourite? Is this your favourite?
Yes.
Is it about podcasts on the train? Because I assumed it was music.
What is it
about podcasts that you like?
I just like to hear views and opinions from people. That's it. And see, you know, how people think outside of the media. You know, see what the general public, their point and views are.
And how did you get into IT?
Just school and see, you know, growing technology and seeing how we can advance as people.
And where do you live here?
Yeah,
here?
Right
here. With your family?
In Park Slope, yes.
And so you still live with your mum? Yeah. That's nice. How old are you?
Yes, in late 20s.
So you're only a baby.
Yes, absolutely.
So when you finally leave home, how's that going to play out with your mum?
Yeah, I actually, I'm a family person, so, you know, getting a home is the best option right now. In today's market, it's the best thing to do.
What's the best thing about still living with your mum?
Just the family time, you know, because a lot of people go out and live on their own and they start to struggle and things like that. But me, you know, schooling and all aspects of that life is very important. Education is very important. So I wasn't in any rush.
Is your dad around? Brothers and sisters?
Yes.
So
no. You're just mom and dad.
And you?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes.
And they've gone?
Yes.
So where do they live?
They live in the city as well.
So am I allowed to guess that you're the baby of the family?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
What's it like being the baby? I'm not the baby. I'm the middle. What's being the baby like? Is it a privileged position?
Yeah, because you get the end result of the parenting upbringing, so you get more leeway and more freedom. As far as the elders, they get the strict rules and regulations, you know, so.
So you were allowed sugary cereal, let me guess.
Yeah, yes, very much so.
And now does your mum not really want to let you go? Is there an element of her holding on to her baby?
Yes, possibly. Possibly, because, you know, you just get used to it.
Yes.
Yes.
Have a great day. Enjoy your podcast.
Despite the hustle and bustle of the Big Apple, there are some corners, like that one, where you can take some time out to have a little rest.
Hi, excuse me. Where are you going?
To work in Ridgewood.
I'm interrupting your breakfast. What
it's
are you all eating?
Right. It's a bagel.
What do you do for work?
At this job, I am an artist assistant.
Oh, what does that mean?
Right now, I'm building shipping crates for artwork.
Okay. And where's the artist based?
Here, in New York.
Okay. Is that what you studied at college, art?
Nope. I teach English also. That's what I studied.
Okay. So how does it work then, this portfolio career of yours?
Terribly.
In what way?
A full-time job would be great, but I teach college freshmen, so there's no real full-time jobs available for that. They're only hiring part-time people.
What's it about teaching English that you like?
I enjoy working with the students. I have taught for public universities, so I enjoy working particularly with students who don't have necessarily privileged or the best prepared educational backgrounds. I mean, a number of them, it's nothing about the quality of them as students. They're amazing students, usually, and they really, a lot of them are first-generation students, first in their family to go to college, so a lot of them really, really want to be in school, but they've just not had the resources that have sort of, like, prepared them. So especially because I'm teaching in intro-level writing courses, this is their first exposure to like what it means to write for college and to study and read for college. And that, I think, is it's a great opportunity to work with them in that environment.
It must be particularly gratifying if you know that this might make a big difference to their kids and their kids' kids.
I hope it does. You know, most of them would like to take as few English classes as possible, which is all right. But even if it helps them in their future college career, great, you know.
When did you fall in love with English then as a subject?
Probably very early on in school. I don't have any sort of narrative around it, but it's just something that I always loved reading and writing. And
do you write yourself or anything like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I write also. Sort of more academic things or not, you know. Yeah, I enjoy writing.
So what's your ultimate ambition then? You'd like a full-time job?
Yeah.
Beyond that?
No, right now I would love to teach full-time.
But today you're going to be building shipping containers.
But today I'm building shipping containers, which is great too. I like building shipping containers. So.
Is it quite hard work? Quite physical?
The shipping containers is, yeah.
And what's they going to do with them?
This is all part of an installation that is going to be shown at a university in Kentucky. So we have to build the shipping crates. They're like foam padded and everything so that the piece can go and not get roughed up in the shipping.
Oh, so I thought the shipping containers were the installation.
Literally the packaging for the installation. The installation is fine. These are just to hold it.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
So you're a baby still?
Yes, I am.
Just starting?
Yeah.
And what about your peers who studied with you? And have they found jobs? Are people getting going? Or is it mixed?
It depends on at what point of my study. For my undergraduate study, I think people are largely in my position where either, you know, they're still completing various parts of postgraduate schooling or working different jobs themselves, whether full-time or part-time, but I don't think anyone's doing, like, exactly what they want to do. I mean, that's probably just the ongoing condition of one's 20s.
Yeah. They talk about a quarter-life crisis, don't they?
I know some people who are doing that whole quarter-life crisis thing. And I don't envy them. I think it's really hard.
How does it manifest itself exactly?
You know, they have jobs and they are doing those jobs just fine. And they don't even necessarily dislike those jobs, but they don't necessarily feel like they have a plan in mind. A lot of them don't feel like there's a lot of room for advancement in their fields.
And do you ever feel that anxiety about getting going and getting established, or even though you're young?
The way it would manifest for me is the idea of building up financial stability for things like home ownership, which seem far off. You know, I think career-wise, I'm very lucky in that I know I like teaching and I sort of have found a way to work toward continuing a teaching career. But when I think about, you know, being able to, say, like, establish some sort of personal financial stability, you know, it's like people are paying more and more share of their income for rent, and it doesn't allow, and for many other things, you know, student loan debt.
Is there much left for you at the end of the month once you've done all of the things you described, student loan debts and rent?
Yes, right now, because my expenses are very low and because, you know, I don't have a family, you know, my major expense is rent, but because of my, you know, relative youth and lack of obligation, I'm able to be fine, but it's not the sort of, I also am like certainly aware that I couldn't say start a family on, you know, it's like it works for me and it doesn't work. I couldn't support other people on what, you know, I'm doing. I'm sure there are many people who are in far worse situations than I am.
You seem like quite an optimistic kind of guy. Are you quite optimistic?
Mm.
What kind of pragmatic?
Yeah, I don't know. About some things I'm optimistic, and about others I think I'd probably be more pragmatic. Sometimes it's hard to avoid more pessimistic outlooks when you see any sort of trend in society that seems to not be changing as fast as you want it to. Like, even though, like, racial progress has been made in this country, it's clearly something this country's never dealt with in a serious way, and therefore, of course, it's going to cause more racially motivated murders and violence. And it's very sad because one would like that to be better, faster. And it seems like, you know, it really just seems like that's not going to happen at the rate I would like it to. And so that sort of thing makes me feel at points pessimistic. But I think I believe that most people are good people, and that probably makes me an optimist.
Enjoy. Have a great day. Enjoy your building. Thank Bye. You.
That conversation certainly reassured my faith in humanity. Thank you so much for listening to Where Are You Going? My name's Catherine Carr, and this podcast is made by the team at Loftus Media.